Blackstone Audio presents Lost Truth by Dawn Cook. For Tim. 1. The half-dozen chicken eggs cradled in her ridiculously long claw-like fingers threatened to slip. Alyssa drew them close to her body, knowing she wouldn't be able to catch them before they hit the ground, even from this height. She flicked a glance down. Below, the tallest outcrops of the mountains slipped soundlessly under her, gray in the morning light. The fog was beginning to rise with the sun, making a patchwork with low areas peeking out from under flat-topped white clouds and high crags sharp in the clear air. Damp and clinging, the breeze tugged at her as she flew, and Alyssa felt her secondary, nictitating eyelid shut against the wind. It was spring, and she was restless. This was the best she had felt all week, headed west, with the rising sun sending the shadow from her bat-like wings to scare the occasional deer or goat into panicked dashes. This morning, before the stars had vanished, she had flown across the mountains to her mother's abandoned farm in the foothills, with the excuse of gathering eggs from the chickens that remained there. In truth, she was seeing if the snow was gone and all the passes were open. They were, thrilling her to no end. Now perhaps she could convince Useless to let her leave and find her mother. In all his scheming wisdom, her teacher, Useless, or Talotokan, as everyone else properly called him, had decided that having been raised in the foothills, Alyssa would adhere to foothills traditions concerning marriage. Her mother needed to show favor to one of her suitors before she could...